Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Down to verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for this church, Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Thank you for the dear pastor and his wife, following in the footsteps of his father. Father, I pray that you'd use these few minutes to challenge our hearts, encourage us, and keep us going forward for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 15, again, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I thank God for my mom taking me to church before I was born. I'm thankful for just a few, I think it was 3 weeks old, and she had me back in church. And for only for 3 or 4 weeks of my life have I not been in church. My father was not saved till after I went to Bible college. But no home is perfect, and by no means was my home perfect. My dad drank at least once a week, and mom retaliated with that. But my mom, at the age of 9, had put her own father behind bars because of his abuse. But God intervened in my life and brought along a Christian school. And I just want to share some things with you, some things I've been thinking about and grateful for, how God used the Christian school in my life to help prepare me for the work that I'm doing now. And by the way, at the same time, he was doing the same thing to a young lady that I didn't know until I got to go to Bible college. She also was going through Christian school and having the same similar experiences happening to her. And wow, what a romance made in heaven, huh? I wish I could. It's a lot of work, and I've been the one that's caused the work mostly. Recently, I've been reminded of my time in a Christian school. Never did I have to hear the world's philosophies. I just was asking someone how long the Christian school was here, and preacher came up and said he had started in this Christian school when he was, I believe, 11th grade. And my older siblings, I'm the youngest of four, all of them were much, much older. One was 8th, one was 6th, and one was 5th grade. And when I started in, I believe, at kindergarten. But I got to start in at ground zero. I never had to hear the world's trash. At that time, I remember visiting my brothers and sisters' public school, and I know that they were teaching them yoga. They were trying to teach them Hinduism, teaching about communism, and obviously the dress was very worldly. But I never had that. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's turn there real quick. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 2. So that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I commanded thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. And chapter 4, I think it is in verse 2, says basically the same thing. Yeah, it is. Yep. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. It was a Bible command to teach children to love God and fear God. And thankfully, though my father was not saved, he was considered conservative, and they blackballed him from trying to even run for office in our public school because he wanted things better. And because of that, God used an unsaved man to pay my way through Christian school. And I'm so grateful for what my daddy did. Never had to hear the world's philosophies taught at the public school. Number two, I quoted and memorized scriptures over and over and over. Every morning of our lives, we would quote a passage of scripture. And many of those passages to this day, Philippians chapter 2, Psalm 46, Colossians chapter 3, I can still quote many of those, and many of them I've said them so often it's almost effortlessly quote through the verses, and boy, what a convicting source they are, and what a help of encouragement. But it all happened from the Christian school. I learned right music from the Christian school. We had patriotic programs where we would sing the songs about the Army and the Air Force, the Navy and the Marines, and we would do it up big, and boy, it was awesome. It was invigorating. We would bring in the local authorities and honor them, and we were taught honor and respect. And I remember third or fourth grade, our parent teacher program was a play, and it was played to it was Moses, and then the music was "Go Down Moses," a Negro spiritual, and never forget, I was the lead part singer in that thing. And whenever you ever get nervous and you can't make things work, and it just seems like your throat just, I can still remember going, "Go down Moses," and I couldn't get it, but my upbringing for parent teacher fellowships was Bible music. I got to be a part of an all boys choir that took first place at the AC convention. It was Poor Man Lazarus was another Negro spiritual. I might never forget the director saying to us, "If you don't want first place, get out of the choir. Get out. Just get out." It was from 7th to 12th grade. "If you don't want first place, get out." And it was no wonder why we took first place. But the man loved God, and he loved young boys, and he taught us. But again, it was proper music, but I learned technique. I learned many different things, but I learned it through Bible. I remember somebody came through one day, and they taught us Psalm 101 verses 1-4. And I know many different. Let me turn over there real quick. Many people have many different tunes to many different passages of the Psalms. But I heard this once or twice, and it really stuck with me. And it's powerful. And I can't say that I've always abided by this, but it has helped me many times. Psalm 101, verses 1-4. "I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. I will behave myself thyself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I don't remember who taught us that, but somebody came in the school and taught us that one day, just in devotion time, and it stuck with me. But it was a Bible song I got to memorize instead of something I would have learned at public school. Another time we were part of a special choir that was for competition. One of the requirements was no TV for an entire year. I wouldn't have gotten that at public school. No TV for an entire school year. I'll never forget, we were on our way to the competition and some of the other fellows said, "Hey, Dave, your school year's over. You can watch TV now." I said, "Guys, I haven't put up with it for a year. I really don't think I'm going to need it now." Well, we stopped at a motel on the whole school stopped at a motel on the way out to the convention. And on came Dukes of Hazzard. And I watched about 5 minutes of that thing. I said, "Guys, she's naked. Ah!" But boy, thank God for a challenge to not watch TV for a year. And it was from a Christian school. Got to play the sousaphone and learn a lot about music. And then even got to sing in a college choir while I was 11th and 12th grade. And one of the songs we sang was, "There is a Balm in Gilead." But it was almost done operatic style. And it was our instructor taught us about proper music and even the shaping of the mouth. And I remember we would sometimes jokingly say, "There's a balm in Gilead." And if you know anything about music, he would just cloud up and rain and throw a fit. He said, "You don't say that. You'll throw the whole message off." And wow, you got to sing songs that glorified and honored God and were an encouragement to people. Also, I got to make friends. I made good friends there. To be honest with you, I don't have a lot of contact with those friends now. A few. But I remember one young man, his name was Jeff, came into our school in eighth grade. A very sharp young man. And he stayed about 2.5 years, and then he wanted to become a pilot, so he needed to go to another school, and he did become a pilot, and he was a missionary in South America for a few years. Now he's back here in the States. But I remember the day he left, my teacher came over to me, and she said, "David, Ray's having a hard time because Jeff left. He's over there crying." My teacher said, "Why don't you guys go in the conference room and just spend some time?" And we went in the room and we just cried because our buddy left. I made some real friends at the Christian school. Kind of like how Jonathan was to David when Jonathan's dad, King Saul, wanted him dead. We didn't have anything like that, but real friendships were made. And I'm grateful for what God did, but that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Young people, I'll mention one more thing and I'm done. Thank God for what he's done for you for Christian school. One last thing was that in 10th grade, God spoke to my heart at the missions conference. I went to church there, but also the school involved itself heavily. Sessions morning, like 9 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock, and then it was chapel at 11, and then some afternoon sessions. And there were two missionaries that were there from Brazil. And there was no call to Brazil at that point, but it was simply an awareness that the country Brazil existed, and basically that was it. But in my little mind, I grew up much like out here. I grew up on a farm of 26 acres, and there was just me and the animals, and my whole dreams were to build a house in the back 40, marry somebody, be a veterinarian, and take care of my parents when they got older. I mean, those were the major extent dreams of my life. I hated to travel, hated to even go to Florida to see my grandparents. But God used that Christian school to do all that. Plus, it put a foundation. It was 3 years later where God called me to the mission field once I was at Bible college. And then I knew why he had put Brazil in my heart. But young people, as y'all got out of school today, I was watching your faces, and I know it's a teenage thing. You walk out, and it's like, well, it looks like they had another good day at school. And folks, watch your faces, young people. And I, hopefully, my young people understand that or hear that too, because it's like, did you have a good day? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had a really good day. You know, well, tell your face that you had a good day, you know, because I really can't tell it. But I just wonder if you thank God for what you've got here in a Christian school. Just thank God. It's building a strong foundation for your life. And as you plan to rear your children, I'm so grateful that our children have had a chance to be in Christian education also, and learn many of the things that my wife and I learned. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the Bible. Dear God, thank you for the foundations that you give us in our lives that help prepare us for the future you have for us. God, help us to enjoy what you've given us. Help us to take advantage of it. Help us to appreciate it. And help us to really get involved and enjoy it and serve you and walk with you. In Jesus' name.